right.
Oh,
okay.
goodness.
So the history of Earth Day by President Barack Obama.
How are you?
I mean, we're really good. Thank you for asking.
Well, this is a good-looking crowd.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
You're too good to us. I mean,
see, he's all shy, and then he says things like that, and it's just
it just warms our hearts.
He's so sweet.
Okay, but really, let's hear a little bit about Earth Day.
The history. In 1970, a senator from Wisconsin named Gaylord Nelson.
Yeah, Gaylord Nelson. He's a nice guy. Yeah. Talk to him.
Hired a young graduate student named Dennis Hayes, who is with us today. Where's Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis is actually doing... Oh, no, he's out there. He's outside the studio. But he's out there. He's doing some work with Radio
he
DePaul today.
He still looks like a young graduate student.
I mean, yeah, you would think he was a student on campus.
Yeah.
But really, you know,
so Dennis helped to coordinate the first Earth Day. And together they raised their voices and called on every American to take action on behalf of our environment.
No kidding.
And in the four decades since, millions of Americans have heeded that call and joined together to protect the planet.
Wow, okay. That's like, okay, good history. Didn't know that. That's like super, I mean, what were people expecting who created Earth Day? I thought it was a government thing, like a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, I thought it would be more by like an NGO who wanted to get people to rally around the cause.
That would make more sense. Maybe it was a Camelback company holiday. Because honestly, like, it can't be a Hallmark card holiday because what are you going to like? Do you
make
buy
cards?
Yeah, do you buy cards for people on Earth Day?
I mean, with consumerism nowadays, I wouldn't doubt it that you
nowadays.
Like, buy gifts for Earth Day.
Nowadays.
Back in my day, I mean, all we did was give each other hugs and smiles.
Oh, I missed the free hug campaign. Yeah. Obama misses it too. You should make a law about that.
You should.
He's gonna.
Lame
he will.
Duck. I mean, you gotta. Okay.
So, Obama, can you tell us a little bit about what your administration does to promote and contribute to green efforts?
And we've made immense progress since that day. From the landmark legislation of the 1970s, the Clean Air and the Clean Water Act, to the conservation of America's precious landscapes.
Huh. Wait, I could have sworn that you guys did more than that, though. Like, haven't you done more in your administration, like,
specifically?
Yeah.
Place. So since taking office,
there you go.
We have seized that opportunity.
That's what we're looking for.
With your help, we've made a historic investment in clean energy that will not only create the jobs of tomorrow, but will also lay the foundation for long-term economic growth.
Nice.
We've continued to invest in innovators and entrepreneurs who want to unleash the next wave of clean energy. We've strengthened our investment in our most precious resources, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the parks and public spaces that we enjoy. And together, we've also renewed our commitment to passing a comprehensive energy and climate bill that will safeguard our planet and spur innovation and help us to compete.
Wow, that is just,
whoa,
I'm proud of you. I really, that's just like, and people are so mean to you and say that you don't do anything. I feel like the administration truly understands that if we don't start taking care of this planet, we're going to have to start living on Mars.
Yeah. Investing in innovation. I mean, that's my favorite part. Investing in small business. There you go, Obama.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Because honestly, like, Earth Day can't just be one day. It can't. Like, it has to be a mentality that people take with them every day. Like, it's not like, oh, on April 22nd every year, I'm going to recycle.
Right. I mean, honestly, I mean, what's it going to hurt for people to rally around a cause for one day and do good for one day? But I mean, it needs to be a lot more than that.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. If we think about this, you know, going off of our script a little bit, like, what is it that makes people not support Earth Day or like not be environmentally friendly? Like, do you think it's because people are lazy, like, or because they don't believe it? Like, to a certain extent, I would like to hear a counter argument from someone who thinks that Earth Day is dumb or like, you know, there's no such thing as like global warming. Like, even if you don't believe in global warming, what, like, is there a legitimate argument for like not, for like being wasteful?
I think there is. I think that a lot of people think that recycling is a hoax and
really?
It doesn't really exist. But the biggest argument I see, I mean, and this isn't necessarily an argument for waste, but just right. Like that it needs to be more than one day, and people who like rally around a cause for one day,
right,
have no knowledge of what they're actually doing.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. Similar to conversations that Rima and I have had about just specific campaigns that get people to do something based on like sensationalism and just this whole idea of camaraderie around an issue, but the people who are participating really have no idea what the bigger issues are.
That's true. Actually, when we were originally planning this episode, Mariah and I were thinking about doing an episode around activism and organizations that are trying to like collect money for a cause. So, you know, Skrull Nation listeners, you obviously have been on DePaul's campus before and you've had people standing in front of Whole Foods and all these different locations on campus like asking you for money. And we were originally thinking about discussing a little bit about how these organizations will stop you and take, you know, they'll ask for 30 seconds of your time and ask you to donate money to their cause without you having any like background on the subject or like background on this organization and what they're using the money for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that with Earth Day, it's kind of a similar thing where like there's this big holiday and there's like all of these big things and everyone's talking about Earth Day on that one day. But do people really know? Like there's an Earth Day organization that has a website. Like if you're donating money, what is that money actually being used for?
Yeah. I think the biggest like direct detriment to it is that your money's being used for something that's completely different from what you gave it for.
Yeah.
And sometimes for harmful use purposes. Mm-hmm. But then like the other detriment to that is that you have people who are rallying for this cause who don't know how to talk about it.
Yeah.
And they're maybe perpetuating false information about your organization mm-hmm. or about a specific cause. And that's not good if you are a true proponent of a cause. You don't want people misusing information.
Right. And I mean, especially when we were going to talk about it on the show, like really the way that they're collecting money is based on these scripts that these people who stand on the street have. So it's really just based on the rhetoric. Like what kind mm-hmm. of argument can they make? And like, how can you convince people just using your words and your rhetoric to get money from them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's actually fascinating.
It is. But so what can we do to make Earth Day more than one day? And why is that important?
You know, I think Obama wants to speak to that a little. You can tell he's kind of backed away from the mic, but I think he has something to say.
Way Earth Day has become much more than a date on the calendar. It's come to represent the simple truth that with each challenge comes the opportunity to make the world a better place. So since taking office, we have seized that opportunity.
Okay.
I mean, so, okay, obviously people need to see it as more than just a single day, and you have done a lot of work to contribute in while you've been in administration to contribute to green efforts. But, you know, what is your favorite part about Earth Day? Like, you know, obviously you have spoken about Earth Day each year.
You seem pretty passionate about it, to be honest. You're wearing a green suit. I mean, I didn't expect that.
I mean, a little aggressive, but whatever.
We appreciate it.
We're not judging.
Enthusiasm.
We're not judging you.
So
you look good in any color.
What makes you love it so much?
I believe is most inspiring about Earth Day, and that is the belief that each of us individually, from different backgrounds and different walks of life, have the capacity to make an enormous difference. I think we all understand that the task ahead is daunting, that the work ahead will not be easy, and it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-mm.
It's going to take your leadership, it's going to take all of your ideas, and it will take all of us coming together in the spirit of Earth Day, not only on Earth Day, but every day, to make the dream of a clean energy economy and a clean world a reality. I'm confident, though, that we can do it, and I want to thank all of you for your support.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's fine.
Your occasional grumbling.
You're so
we do grumble a lot.
And your dedication.
You're welcome.
Because without you,
it's true.
We couldn't accomplish everything.
Without Skrull Nation.
Yeah, Skrull Nation.
Thank you very much, everybody.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Obama, you're just such a sweetheart. No wonder Michelle loves you so much.
I know.
She's a lucky, lucky lady. Goodness.
But really, you don't need to thank us because Camelbacks are really nice, to be honest. I enjoy my Camelback.
It's really not even for you. It's really for me. It's a selfish thing.
Yeah, it is.
I really love my Camelback water bottle.
The recycling bin is always closer to where I'm sitting. So it makes it really easy.
The recycling bin is always more convenient than the regular garbage can.
Yeah. So. But I think it is those small efforts, to be honest, that that go a long way. And you can see it on the part by our Student Government Association or just our administration in general, how they try to make it easier for students mm-hmm. to be more conscious, environmentally conscious. For instance, the SJ last year implemented those water bottle refill stations. Or maybe it was 2 years ago.
I love those things.
Yeah, and that's great because even if you have a plastic water bottle, you don't want to invest in a Camelback or a different type of water bottle.
Right.
I'm not product placing. Like, this is not...
I mean, I
love Camelback, but no.
Any water bottle will do.
I am not getting paid by Camelback. but really, like, refilling a plastic water bottle, it saves you money and... saves the environment a little bit. And then things like the trash, like, distribution stations, like, where you can...
Wait, what?
Yeah, at the library, they have, like, 4 different trash cans for plastic, paper. You know, the ones you see them at Whole Foods. Well, we have them in the Richardson Library and elsewhere on campus. So
thanks, Obama.
Like, yeah, but it's really confusing because the one in the library does not have plastic, actually. I redact that statement from... 5 seconds ago.
Statement from the script. We'll edit it out later.
It doesn't have plastic, and I'm always confused about where to put that.
But honestly, like, even the other day I was at Whole Foods, and I didn't know which bin to put my stuff in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's... Maybe we should get a little more education and background information. Obama, I think that... I mean, really, I think... Can you do that for us?
Can I live?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay.
You're so dramatic.
You come on a show and just like we ask you questions. I mean, those were great answers before, but what do you
now
expect?
You're being a little salty.
This is a talk show. I mean, you
talk. Not even talking.
It's fine.
Oh god.
It's fine. You've done a great job
okay,
the last
you know
8 years. We know you're tired.
It's been a long trek.
Yeah.
We just can't wait for you to move back to Hyde Park. And obviously, we'll be there and hang out with you because since we've had you in our home here on Scrawl Radio, you have to invite us into your home. I think it's the least you can do.
I really do. And like, it's just gorgeous. I mean, you drive by the block and you're like starstruck already.
Oh, yeah.